Now let's consider uncovered interest parity and what is called the carry trade, and note that in contrast to the video on covered interest parity, these investors will not be hedging their positions in forward markets. And the question here is, can you beat the market? Can you do better than the market portfolio by investing in high nominal interest rate currencies? For instance, what happens if you borrow in terms of Japanese yen, a relatively low interest rate currency, and then invest the proceeds in Thai baht, which historically has been a higher rate currency? If it's the case that you can earn extra returns this way, this would constitute a possible violation of the efficient markets hypothesis. The funny thing is, the stronger currency doesn't always gain in value, and the weaker currency doesn't always lose in value. So you might think if you're getting those higher nominal interest rates on Thai baht, well, the Thai baht is falling over time relative to the Japanese yen in a way that on average will cancel out those higher rates. But actually, when we look at the data, that doesn't quite seem to be true. What is called the carry trade? Well, that is when you borrow in the low interest rate currency, such as Japanese yen, and invest those funds in the high interest rate currency, again the example being the Thai baht. We have data on the diversified carry trade, which is a strategy where you invest in a bundle of high nominal interest rate currencies, and what we find there is really quite striking. The average payoff of that strategy has been measured at 4.6%, and the standard deviation, or one possible measure of risk for that strategy, comes in at about 5.1%. To put that in context, the average return on investing in a bundle of stocks is about 6.5%, but that has a much higher standard deviation of about 15.7%. And if you look at it, it seems that investing in this bundle of high nominal interest rate currencies, it gives you a decent average payoff at a level of risk which actually doesn't seem extraordinarily high, at least on the surface. It's a riskier strategy to do what is called the single currency carry trade. That's where you put money in just one high nominal interest rate currency. That's measuring as having an average payoff of about 4.6%, but a much higher standard deviation at 11.3%. By the way, all of these numbers are taken from a paper by Burnside listed on the bottom of this slide. There's a saying in the markets, and it's something like this, quote, "Exchange rates go up by the stairs and down by the elevator." What this means is that when potentially weak currencies fall, they fall a great deal and they fall very rapidly. So the carry trade is in some cases an extremely high-risk strategy, and please don't take this video as investment advice, and we're not suggesting that you actually do this. It is an extremely risky strategy in some states of the world. Has the carry trade ever gone wrong? Well, according to studies, there are some historical periods, such as the mid to late 70s, the early 1980s, and also during the early years of the recent financial crisis, where the carry trade yielded extremely negative returns. The Iceland crash is another example. A lot of people invested a lot of money in Iceland to earn higher nominal interest rates, but it turned out the Icelandic currency moved against them a great deal, and that also happened very rapidly. By the way, one macroeconomic risk of the carry trade is when individuals or investors are going to unwind their carry trades, that is to pull money rapidly out of what were the higher return currencies. This means a very rapid capital outflow for the riskier countries, and that can damage their banking systems, their currencies, and also their macroeconomies, and that was exactly the case in Iceland. So the risk here is not only a personal risk for the investor, but there's also a macroeconomic risk for some of the countries involved. The frontier issue in this literature really is about risk. It seems that the carry trade does yield decent expected returns over time, but what's the best way of thinking about the riskiness of that strategy? Because that risk is real. But you have to ask, who are the investors in this market? What are the other parts of the portfolios they hold? We're not sure about that. So what's the best measure of the risk of some of these potentially weaker currencies collapsing? That's what this literature doesn't really quite have a handle on, and that's why it's hard for us to say whether the data we have on the carry trade are really violating the efficient markets hypothesis. Nonetheless, some researchers do think that there is here a profit opportunity relative to the actual risks involved. To read more on the carry trade, in addition to Googling the key terms such as carry trade or uncovered interest parity, I recommend these articles available online listed here.